This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, January 9th. I'm Jeff Bosser. Coming up, we'll hear an interview with State Representative Chapin Rose of Mahomet. He's a member of the House impeachment panel that voted yesterday to move forward with impeachment of Governor Rod Blagojevich. AM 580's Jim Meadows talked with Mr. Rose about today's anticipated vote by the full House on impeachment. We'll also check your forecast for the weekend in Champaign-Urbana, but first, today's news. The Illinois House will likely take up the unprecedented action today of voting to impeach a sitting governor. The action follows a House panel's unanimous decision to recommend Rod Blagojevich be taken out of office. Sean Crawford has more.
Lawmakers have had their share of battles with Blagojevich through the years, but all of those on an impeachment investigation committee understood the gravity of what they were doing. Chicago Democrat Mary Flowers.
This today is about the restoration of the power back to we, the people of the state of Illinois.
Blagojevich was arrested 1 month ago today and faces an array of corruption allegations. He maintains he's innocent, but lawmakers pointed out concerns over the administration's hiring practices and questionable spending also played into their decision. The House is expected to move the impeachment process to the Senate, where a trial could take place beginning later this month. Blagojevich never appeared at the House hearings, and his office issued a statement that called the impeachment recommendation a foregone conclusion, saying the governor's due process rights were ignored. It adds Blagojevich believes a Senate trial will produce a different outcome. I'm Sean Crawford.
State Representative Bill Black says yesterday's House committee vote for impeachment shows that no one is above the law. The Danville Republican was among the members of the House Investigative Committee voting unanimously for the impeachment. Black says the case for impeachment involves more than just the criminal charges filed against the governor. He says Blagojevich and his administration have repeatedly and willfully violated laws and regulations governing fair employment and proper state spending.
I'm talking in the second person about the governor's people. We don't care what the rules say. We'll do this. We'll do that. I think there's a clear case of totality of abuse and violation of his constitutional oath.
Black predicts the impeachment articles will pass the full Illinois House with at least 100 votes. And if the Senate then votes to remove the governor from office, Black hopes that will lead to new laws reforming Illinois politics. Black supports an amendment allowing voters to recall elected officials, more limits and reporting requirements on campaign contributions, and a review of Illinois' executive aircraft fleet, which he says needs to be trimmed down and better regulated. No one from Governor Blagojevich's defense team was present when the House Investigative Committee members cast their votes to impeach him. Amanda Vinicky explains why.
Blagojevich's lead attorney for both the criminal case and the impeachment proceedings, Ed Genson, sat through the majority of Thursday's hearing. He was fairly quiet, only objecting a few times. But he didn't stick around for the panel to unanimously recommend impeachment. When the panel took a brief recess just before the vote, Genson and the rest of Blagojevich's defense lawyers left, clearly fed up.
I don't think that the hearing did much more than reinforced decisions that had already been made. I have questions as to the report. Well written, but not accurate. And I have no doubt what's going to occur. And matter of fact, I'm leaving.
The impeachment committee members say they were fair and say they afforded the governor more than sufficient opportunity, pointing out that the governor himself never made an appearance to deny the allegations against him. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Meanwhile, Roland Burris says he never made any improper deals with Governor Rod Blagojevich for the state's open U.S. Senate seat. Todd Fuhrer has that story.
In testimony before the Illinois House Special Investigative Committee yesterday, Burris said he only spoke to the governor once before the appointment was announced, and they only spoke about his qualifications.
Knowing my ethics, I would not participate in anybody's quid pro quo. I've been in government for 20 years and never participated in anybody's quid pro quo.
Burris would not say if he thinks the governor should resign or be impeached. The former Illinois Attorney General also says he has not read the charges against Blagojevich, although he has followed news reports. Burris is still waiting to be seated in the U.S. Senate. I'm Todd Fuhrer.
U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says he and his colleagues will carefully review Burris' testimony before the Illinois House panel. Burris' testimony was one condition Senate leaders, who once vowed not to seat any Blagojevich appointee, set this week as they softened their position on allowing Burris entry. Durbin said in a statement last night that he hopes Burris' situation can be resolved in a fair and timely manner. The Senate's number two Democrat also says the people of Illinois deserve full representation in the U.S. Senate. His words echo Blagojevich's when the Democrat announced his decision to appoint Burrish to the seat vacated by President-elect Barack Obama. Four Illinoisans have been hit with salmonella poisoning in an outbreak that has sickened almost 400 people nationwide. Illinois' Department of Public Health spokeswoman Melanie Arnold says the cases range from a 2-year-old to a 73-year-old. They're located in Lake, Fayette, Franklin, and St. Clair counties, and all got sick between October 4th and November 18th. Arnold has no information on the severity of the Illinois illnesses or if any of the patients were hospitalized. She says the state is working with the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to find the outbreak's source. In the meantime, Arnold urges people to take precautions, including washing hands and rinsing produce to get rid of contaminants, as well as cooking meat and poultry to proper temperatures. For the latest newscast online, go to WILL.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. Overwhelmingly damning. That's how State Representative Chapin Rose described the evidence yesterday as he voted with the other members of an Illinois House Investigative Committee for the impeachment of Governor Rod Blagojevich. The Mahomet Republican repeated that phrase when he spoke last night with AM 580's Jim Meadows. The full House is scheduled to take up the impeachment bill today, and Rose says he expects their vote to also be unanimous, or nearly so.
The evidence is overwhelmingly damning, period. There is no way to refute it. It's just overwhelmingly damning. So I'm not saying that there won't be a no vote here or there, but I don't know how anyone could look at the report that we've issued and come to any other conclusion other than to impeach.
If that is the case, why did it take criminal charges against the governor to do it?
That's a great question. And as you know, a year ago, the House of Representatives sent the Senate a constitutional amendment to allow the voters to recall any elected official, right? Remember that? And the Senate, Democrats, led by Emil Jones, once again blocked and enabled the governor to stay in his position. Going back to the summer of 2007, the issue of impeachment was brought up on the House floor by my party, by the Republican Party, and we were quickly shut down on that. And so I would submit to you that the question is better asked to the Chicago Democrats who run the state of Illinois as to why it took the arrest of their governor to get them off the dime.
Now, the issue which has gotten the most public exposure has been the criminal charge concerning the governor's alleged efforts to sell a Senate seat. What do you think are the most important things that led you to vote for the articles of impeachment?
Look, I don't think you can quantify which is worse than the other, because it's all damning. And in the totality, it's overwhelmingly damning. Is it worse that the governor held hostage Children's Memorial Hospital in return for campaign contributions, or the fact that he allowed unlicensed inspectors to inspect pharmaceutical companies that eventually made their, you know, pharmaceutical medications that made their way into the stream of commerce to be consumed by citizens that could have hurt them? I don't know how you pick. And so what I would just say is that when you look at everything, it's overwhelmingly damning. And, you know, is one worse than the other? I think they're all bad.
Is it all on points that came out of the criminal charges, or do you see impeachable offenses elsewhere?
No. The report looks at a number of different areas. For example, just yesterday at 3 p.m., we received this Z. Scott report, the Office of Inspector General report, regarding the governor's hiring practices. That report had never been made public anywhere until 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. There's a number of different things that we looked at beyond the criminal charges.
You also heard testimony from Roland Burris today.
Right.
What did you think of his testimony? Does it make any difference either way as far as your reasons for voting for impeachment?
I thought the testimony was interesting. He glaringly failed to answer a number of questions of committee members. But at the end of the day, he did his job, which was to sit there and say he is the new U.S. Senator designee. He wasn't given anything in exchange for his appointment. But, of course, this is after everything broke with the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office and the governor's arrest. So I don't think that his testimony was determinative in what we did. And, in fact, it's not included in the report that was issued. But to be clear, I think it was worth going down that road just to see what would come up. And Mr. Burris is going to have to do what he is going to do with the United States Senate. But I certainly wouldn't find many of his answers that he gave today credible.
Do you have any sense yourself of how articles of impeachment will be received in the Illinois Senate?
Well, the Senate's free to accept through their own rules how they're going to do whatever they're going to do. Obviously, they're going to conduct a trial. The trial will be overseen by the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. But they're their own chamber. They're free to do and conduct that trial in whatever form, fashion they want to. So I'm not going to prognosticate about what they will or won't do, other than to say that I think they're going to look at our document and find that it's overwhelmingly damning. I mean, there's no other conclusion to come to.
House Investigative Committee member Chapin Rose of Mahomet talking last night about his vote recommending impeachment for Governor Rod Blagojevich. A statement from the governor's office says the committee vote was not a surprise and that its proceedings have been flawed and biased. In the forecast for this region, mostly cloudy skies today, the high around 38. A chance of rain this evening, then snow likely after midnight. Accumulations up to an inch possible, lows in the mid-20s. Wind gusts up to 25 miles per hour after midnight. Snow likely tomorrow morning, then scattered flurries in the afternoon. Little accumulation expected, near steady temperatures around 28 degrees. Blustery winds with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows around 13. Partly sunny Sunday with a high in the upper 20s, mostly cloudy with lows around 22, mostly cloudy Monday, a chance of snow, the high around 28. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, January 9th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.